Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy today. Dan Minigan flying our ship and Meredith taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. This one aspect of this that I can't stand. People don't like excuses. This is not an excuse. This is a fact. Your all-star point guard has missed the first two games of this series. After missing two games against Miami that didn't matter because for some reason after the Heat lost game two in Cleveland, they decided to phone it in the rest of the way. I don't understand that one still, because that's not typical Miami. But
that seems like a lifetime ago, by the way, doesn't it?
It does. It's like, man, the Cavs are just phenomenal. Ugh. Okay, well, now they've lost two straight, and people are screaming. It's only reality to know that people are going to say, yes, but the Cavs were missing Darius for both of the first two games, and then two other key guys for game two. And if they can't play in game three, Tom, that's going to be the story of this entire series.
Yeah, but...
I'm hard to press to think anything other than, well, yeah, because that might be the story of the series. A healthy Cavs team against Indiana. Different series, you would think.
You would think, for sure. I mean, I expected this to be... I had Cleveland in seven. I picked the Cavs in seven because I thought...
I said six or seven.
Yes, because...
I was wishy-washy.
My feeling was that... It was going to be tough for Indiana to win here twice. And they already have. Now, listen, we didn't know that, you know, there'd be two All-Stars and DeAndre Hunter on the bench. So, that was a yeah, but game last night, wasn't it? Like I said to you earlier, excusable and then inexcusable. 47 great minutes, 47 hellish seconds.
They were really good.
Yeah,
for almost the entire game, but the less than a minute that they weren't cost them a victory that they had to have. Tom, I mean, Indiana does not have to win another road game. In fact, they can lose a home game and win this series.
No, and it felt like down the, especially in the third quarter, it's. I think the Pacers sensed like, hey, this is still for the taking. Like this team can't. I mean, you know,
and it was weird because when the Cavs went up by 20 to start the third quarter,
yeah,
you thought, okay,
yeah,
this looks pretty good here.
Yeah,
but Indy never went away.
No, they didn't, and we talked about it. That swing that went from like 8-13, back to 8-6, to 4,
yep,
back to 9. Like they couldn't put him away, and you know,
And even though they kept bouncing it back to 9, back to 12, and yet, boom, boom, here's it. Now it's 6, you know?
And not only do the Pacers make shots, they make big shots, don't they? Yeah. Like, there's times where they take threes where you're like, ah, no chance, and, you know, Obi Toppin knocks one down, or Naismith knocks one down, or Nembhard, who I've fallen in love with in a weird way over the last couple of games. That kid can really play. So, yeah, it was a gut punch. It's a tough one to take. It's why, you know, I've been getting texts since last night and from friends and fans. You know, it was a tough one. It's a hard one to shake. Cavs are going to have to do it quickly, and I think they will.
It's interesting because take a look at the Indiana team and the way they've been put together. They brought in key guys from other organizations. You know, Siakam coming in from Toronto was a big deal. Haliburton coming in from Sacramento, and I remember when they made that trade. I liked Haliburton when he came out of school at Iowa State, if I'm not mistaken, and went to Sacramento. I thought, I like this young guy. But I love Domantas Sabonis.
Cosign.
What a great player, man.
Me and you both. Loved his dad, too.
Yep, and they trade Sabonis to get Haliburton. Well, that worked, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a head scratcher at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, that worked. That was a big time move. Mike's driving around in his car. Mike, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, at what point does Atkins look at these guys in the face and say, it's time to put your big boy pants on, we're in the playoffs, suck some of these injuries up and get on the court? I mean, Darius Garland's been out almost a month with a toe injury. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, now you got Evan Mobley out with we watched a player here for years get injured several times, wrap it up, and he was back on the court. And I can't even stand the guy, but I got to give him credit, and that's LeBron James. We watch other players on other teams suck up injuries and play. This is the playoffs. If you don't win, your season is over. There is not 82 other games to play. When does he look at these players and say, let's go?
Mike, that's a question that I know you're not alone in asking. Tom, we both know that I think if Evan Mobley could have helped his team last night, he would have been out on the floor.
Undoubtedly.
If DeAndre Hunter could have gripped a basketball, he would have been out on the floor.
Unquestionably.
And same thing with Darius and his toe. That said, I understand Mike's sentiment.
I do too. This is a real tough one.
You know,
it's one I always struggled with as a reporter over the years, is trying to find out details on a player's injury. Now, obviously, HIPAA rules, et cetera, prevent you from finding out exactly what's going on with a lot of guys. And then sometimes you would know the truth and you couldn't report it for that very reason.
Correct.
Given the Cavs situation over the last couple of years with injuries in the playoffs in particular, I almost feel as if Darius should almost talk to the media himself to explain what's going on with the toe, because toe injuries are tough. I mean, especially when you're a point guard in the NBA, it's almost like when you talked about, you know, this is not a comparable or a parallel, but you know, Deshaun Watson and that shoulder injury. Well, that shoulder injury doesn't bother you unless you're an NFL quarterback and you have to perform.
Yeah.
And so Darius has to go out there and perform at a high level, and you can't all of a sudden say, yeah, I'm good to go, and then be out there for 2 minutes and then you're done. So listen, I know where Mike was coming from. It's frustrating. You know, you hear about guys like, you know, Kevin McHale played an entire playoffs with the Celtics with a broken foot. Well, he can't walk anymore either. And that's not to say that Darius would turn this into some kind of life-threatening injury either. But yeah, it's tough. I get it. I know where fans are coming from. And you're right. I mean, LeBron was able to, you know, fight through a lot of tough things, but LeBron is also one of one.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never seen a more superhuman guy when it comes to fighting through stuff like that. And you had complete vision on all of this. I did too. And the amount of work that and this is not to say that these guys don't work or anybody in the NBA doesn't work now.
No.
The amount of work LeBron put into his body.
Insane.
It was incredible.
It really is.
I've never seen anybody do that ever.
Literally superhuman.
Yeah. And before games, if you walked into the Cavs locker room before a game, without fail, there was LeBron laying on the floor with his trainer, Mike Mancius, and
bending him into positions you didn't know.
He turned him into a pretzel. I mean, think about the sitcoms you used to see where a guy would go in to get a massage, and here comes Igor to give him a massage. Now, Mike's not that big and strong, but Mike's taking him like Igor, you know, did anybody in a sitcom. Here, let me grab that leg. Ugh! And LeBron would go through that for what, Tom? Half an hour, 45 minutes on the floor, getting stretched out every which way. And combine that with gifts from God and an incredible work ethic. And that's why LeBron was able to play a lot. But take a look at, and I don't think people understand this, take a look at LeBron's games played throughout his career. If LeBron, he's missed more games than you'd ever expect.
You're right about that.
And
especially over the last few years.
Right.
Yeah,
if he hadn't, oh my God, you'd never touch his scoring records. You'd never touch any of his records.
No, that's true.
But I think Mike was right about that. Well, that's a guy who would play through a lot of things and be able to be, and people need to understand this, I think, Tom, be able to play through something like that. There's a difference.
That's very true.
Yeah, between wanting to and being able to.
Yeah. Same with being injured and being hurt.
Right.
And, you know, Mike brought it up right away, like Kenny Atkinson has to tell these guys whatever. I guarantee you that there's been some very difficult conversations over the last few days with all three of those guys, right? And to your point, I mean, Hunter can't go out there with – you're going to go out there with one hand and guard Nembhard
and it's your ball hand.
Yeah. You know, you can't hockey shift these guys. They can't come out – you know, you can't go offense for defense.
And you can't really tape your thumb to the – you know.
Dislocated thumb is a bad one. Ankle injuries are ankle injuries. You know, it was unfortunate he came down on his foot. That happens in basketball. It happens more times than
every game.
Than we realize. Yeah.
Every game. The severity of them is what varies.
And obviously Garland is dealing with a severe situation with his toe. I mean, I know it sounds like just a toe, but it's a toe.
And
he's got to run. He's got to cut.
Key toe.
Yeah.
Mark is in Cleveland. Hey, Mark, welcome.
Hi. I wanted to talk about this whole thing with the injuries and the guys playing. First of all, the injury to the thumb was downgraded from a dislocation to a sprain. I don't know if you guys know that. I heard that yesterday. And another thing is, if you have Cleveland Clinic doctors telling these guys, determining whether these guys are safe enough for them to go play, if you have a hangnail, they're going to tell you to stay on the bench. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, Mark, thank you very much.
A dislocation is a sprain. I've learned more about medical injuries over the years in my, we were talking about it off the air. You know, all of us have dealt with a sprained toe at some point. I didn't realize the severity of plantar fasciitis, which was a, you know, the injury du jour for a bunch of years until I had it.
I gotta sit out tonight.
I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Like almost for months. It was awful. The pain was like intolerable, and I know people that are out there that have dealt with it know what I'm talking about. So again, I'm going to give Darius Garland the benefit of the doubt on this for a lot of reasons.
Here's the thing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Have you ever met a professional athlete
that didn't want to play?
Who didn't want to be on the floor, on the field a playoff game?
Particularly Darius Garland, right, who's trying to change the narrative that has haunted him for the last year, right? Here's a guy that went out last year. And oh, by the way, if we're going to talk, I'm going to sit here and defend Darius for a second. He went out there last year in the playoffs and gave what he could after coming off of a broken jaw.
And being down about 20 pounds.
That he couldn't eat and was probably suffering from some kind of PTSD while he was out there in the playoffs. And gave you everything that he could. And now suddenly we're going to second guess him on that. So, excuse me for getting on a soapbox here for Darius Garland. But I believe in the kid. And I believe if he could play, he would be out there.
Never met a pro athlete who did not want to be on the floor, on the field, especially in a playoff game. It's Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers in for Andy today.